Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And welcome on to the show, our buddy Adam Amin, who as always was fantastic on the call of the Commanders and the Vikings yesterday for Fox, working with Drew Brees in the booth. Adam, you didn't read my text correctly. I said you're supposed to call touchdowns for the Commanders. You're supposed to say touchdown Washington. You forgot that part.
I forgot to do that.
What happened?
I forgot that part. I knew I forgot something, and I didn't. I couldn't pull my finger on what I forgot.
Now you know.
Oh my gosh, what a rough day. What a rough day to watch, man.
It was. So you know, spent some time around the teams in these meetings or whatever. Like, I don't think anybody saw that coming, right? But it felt on the outside like they certainly thought they got their identity back against Denver. Is that how you guys felt going into the game? Like they were ready to go out there and this was going to be the new them for the rest of the year as they got healthier?
I wasn't necessarily thinking I was going to see like a pristine performance. I just thought I would see a little bit sharper stuff. I thought I would see a more spirited effort. Like, I think it was really disappointing. I think it was really deflating when Jaden Daniels went down. Not because there's not trust in Marcus Mariota. I just think it's a deflating thing. This is your guy. And from that moment on, after that Van Ginkle pick interception, I feel like the air was out of the tires. I didn't think they performed all that badly the first half, but it just felt like it was deflated. Once the Ertz injury happened, like that's a heart sinker. Like that's very difficult to watch at that point when you know what a team and a franchise essentially is going through at that moment. So when we were in those meetings, I was fully convinced that we were going to get a very competitive game. I think the line was like 1.5. For those of you who care about that type of stuff, I always take a look at that just to see, all right, is this considered to be a close game? What do they think is going to be taking place? Is it going to be relatively close in the fourth? So it's rare that it happens like that badly. And again, I know a quarterback injury is going to mess with some things, but I just feel like there's not much of a drop-off in the playbook. You know, the playbook is pretty similar for both Marcus and Jaden. Marcus had played, you know, pretty well the last couple of weeks, or in particular last week. The offensive line, I thought, played very well last week, and I didn't see as much carryover. I thought they played okay at times, but I didn't think there was as much carryover when it came to that the Sunday. So it was pretty deflating to watch because we kind of had the same idea that I think Dan Quinn probably had, was, hey, we're going to keep things close. We're going to keep things competitive, and we found some spirit and some solidarity despite the losses the last, you know, 2 weeks in the overtimes.
Yeah, just to kind of follow up on that, I mean, we all saw, you know, the post-game speech on Hard Knocks after their close loss against Denver. And, you know, we watched the team obviously very closely, Adam. They objectively played much better than they had in a long time against a quality opponent. They weren't as good as Denver, but it wasn't like yesterday.
Yeah.
What were they saying, basically, just sort of like attitudinal wise? Like, I know we're out of it. I know, like, they're aware of the standings. They have access to those internet sites like we do. But it's still, there was probably a little bit more swagger and self-confidence going, watch what we show the world here, right?
I wouldn't even say it was that much. I think they just, like, felt better going into the week. I didn't think it was an arrogance. I didn't think it was, like, an overconfidence based off of a couple of good performances. I legitimately felt like, and I don't think that feeling necessarily goes away. I just know how deflating of a feeling that must be after a loss like yesterday, especially considering what's taken place the last 2 months, essentially. I understand that. I didn't feel like an overconfidence. I just thought they felt that they were going to have a better idea of how to play more competitively, how to be a little bit more consistent. They were excited to get Jaden back. Jaden was excited to play. I know that's probably a question that's been lingering, and I think we at least tried to address that. Christina Pink had a report on that during the game yesterday of, like, why is this guy playing? You guys are out of the standings, which, again, they knew. They're aware of that, so they were playing for, you know, a little, you know, a certain sense of pride, and I think to try to execute some of the things that they felt they did well in the last couple of games, and, again, more in particularly against Denver. I think they wanted to be out there. Jaden said he wanted to be out there. He needs the reps, which I do agree with. You know, the 38-7 thing, you know, I also feel like that's a result-based, you know, prism that we all have a tendency to look at. And listen, the result is really bad when a quarterback gets injured. But, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs to this. I didn't feel like they were coming out of the gate thinking that they were going to, you know, roll over the next five opponents they had. But they talked about wanting to go 5-1 in the division. They talked about wanting to be able to get some momentum going into next season and get a lot of reps for key players. And, you know, just didn't feel like those things ended up playing out the way they were hoping.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Adam Amin was on the call for Fox. Commanders shut out 31-0, fell to 3-10. What'd you make and what did Breece think of J.J. McCarthy yesterday? So, you know, ostracized, so much said about him, and yet, man, that was about as clean as it could have been against this beleaguered Washington defense.
You know, I thought it was very impressive. I think he was impressed. I think he walked away. Drew is a big footwork guy. You know, and I think that goes into, and I don't think I'm saying anything that he wouldn't, you know, agree with. I feel like I've just learned this in the short, you know, time, the month that I've been working with him and getting to know him. He's big on footwork, and as a shorter quarterback, Drew always talks about how the footwork and the mechanics have to be very sharp and on time. And obviously that applies to quarterbacks of any stripe and size, but I just know he pays particular attention to it. And even on that first touchdown to Josh Oliver on their opening drive, he talked about the footwork and how clean it was, how quick it was, how rhythmic it was, and how it was a, you know, trying to get a quarterback, a young quarterback, into an early rhythm by giving some of these, you know, three-step pitch, throw, rip the ball, hit the seam. You know, we have that kind of ingest Tom Brady commercial on Fox that rolls, you know, during the course of your Sunday when you're watching, and it's talking about ripping the seam. I do feel like it was a rhythmic, solid mechanical day for J.J. McCarthy, and I think that's what you're trying to get out of young quarterbacks. You're trying to find something that gets them into an early rhythm and gets them into some form of consistency, something they can always rely on when, all right, the deep throw mechanics aren't working or the line's not holding up great, so I need, you know, we can't do the deep drop stuff. What do I got in my back pocket along with my receivers that run the quicker routes? What do I have that I can always fall back on timing-wise, footwork-wise, mechanics-wise, that I know is going to feel good coming out of the hand? I know is going to feel good from my hips all the way down to my feet, to the balls of my feet, where they are. And, you know, Drew talks a lot about the mechanics of that, and that's often how he looks at young quarterbacks. I think we had Bryce Young last week playing against the Rams, and upset win. It's about as good as Bryce Young has looked consistently for a while. So, you know, he was looking at a shorter quarterback and saying, hey, his footwork was much better. It was much cleaner. It was more consistent. And I think that's one of the things that I look at for a player like Jaden Daniels. What are the things that he's going to start to develop to fall back on? You saw that a little bit with J.J. McCarthy. You know, credit to the Minnesota coaching staff for getting him there. Bryce Young is a young quarterback. Caleb Williams. These guys that, you know, have all the talent in the world, but can they find some sort of rhythm and consistency with their mechanics? So that I think did impress Drew a lot.
Adam, I try not to do hot takes on this show too often, but I will say this one. I think Drew Brees had good footwork. Like, I don't know if that's too hot.
Wild, controversial. Why would you say something controversial, so controversial yet so brave? That's what I want to know.
And it just, you know, it's one of those things, I know I'm going to catch flack, but whatever. But in all sincerity, this defense had been better, talking about Washington's, over the last couple of weeks since Dan Quinn took over. It felt like a pretty big step back yesterday, just kind of going to what you guys saw from them and how they were so easily exposed.
You know, the tackling wasn't as sharp outside of the Bobby Wagner. You know, they had some flashes. I got that Sainer still had some good moments in the back end. And, obviously Wagner plays his tail off and, you know, one of the great tacklers of this generation. I didn't see a ton of pressure. You know, we didn't see a lot of that. And I know Dan's been, like, just very shy of kind of going to that because of some of the other deficiencies. And I understand that. Listen, we went through the injury list yesterday between Amos and Lattimore, you know, at the corners, and Armstrong up front, and Dietrich Wise, and, like, you know, these are key players. Jean-Baptiste is a, you know, developing player. Like, you know, these are important pieces. But I do think there has to be some form of scheme in there. I also know that it wasn't particularly great with Joe for a good portion of time. That was a rough month, you know, and you saw the Detroits of the world put up huge numbers against Washington. You know, Dallas put up big numbers. Like, it can be frustrating to watch. So I think trying to be a bend but don't break defense, which is also something that I think is I don't know if you guys noticed this, and please tell me if you do. I feel like we're seeing more shell, you know, zone cover, pick your spots for some man. We're going to back off. We're going to make you drive the ball. I mean, listen, they made Minnesota drive the ball 19 plays down the field to score. And, like, that was truly a bend and bend and bend and bend. And eventually they broke on the 19th play of the drive. But, like, that's what defenses are doing. So it's almost harder to judge a Washington defense because they are playing uber conservative. They're saying, we feel comfortable with Luvu and Wagner and these guys tackling in space. We're going to let them do their thing, and you're going to have to beat us. And I've heard so many defensive coordinators talk about this over the course of this year in particular, and I'm sure it's bled in to some of the conversations I've had in the last couple of years, so it's been heading towards this point. But I really feel like this is becoming more and more of a trend across the league. So, you know, what are the McVays of the world and the Kevin O'Connells? You know, I'm seeing the San Francisco 49ers this coming week. So what are the Kyle Shanahans, what are the Ben Johnsons and LaFleurs of the world doing against these defenses that are clearly going to play back, don't want to give up the big play, and it's understandable. That's almost where football analytics are starting to play into some of this stuff. you're more likely to make a mistake on a longer drive where you have to play dink and dunk, or you have to run the ball again, and we might have another opportunity to punch the ball out. We just don't want to give up the 20, 30, 40-yard plays so that we're in this game as long as possible. And some of that has to do with talent disparities and distribution, and a lot of that just has to do with the analytic thought of you're going to have to beat me with as many paper cuts as possible. We're not giving up the big play to the most talented guy that you just paid $80 million to make big plays.
Adam Amin, Fox NFL. Adam, I was going to ask you where you are, but you answered the question. So you're in San Fran. I think that's Titans Niners this week. Is that right?
Titans Niners this week. You know, it's a weird slate. Like, Vegas is going to Philly. Like, the Browns are coming to Chicago. Tennessee is going out to San Francisco. So it's like some very odd matchups. I wonder if there's some weirdness in store for us. I hope, you know, but I think, you know, San Francisco's coming in looking sharp after, you know, a couple of wins and then the bye week last week. So
they should be in good shape. We'll be watching 4:25 on Sunday. Got the 1 o'clock kick for the Commanders. So we'll be able to check out you and Drew. Thanks for the info. Thanks for hopping aboard here. Hope you guys enjoyed Minneapolis as much as we did, man. That's a great stadium.
It's a great stadium. It was good to check in. It's the stadium that a lot of folks are going to try to model their new arenas and stadiums after in the next few years.
Yeah. Here, man. Appreciate you.
DC's one. Thanks, guys. For sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.